Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, my friends, we're live. We're here. It is Thursday, the 28th of June, 2012, a day that will live in infamy. I said 6 months ago that I thought the Supreme Court would rule in favor of government-run, nightmare-forced health care and all that comes with it. And then in the last few months, I came on air and said, well, looks like I'm wrong. I hope this isn't some type of, big manipulation. But they are implying, and in the arguments a few months ago before the court, the court who allowed media in at the time so they could follow it, behaved as if they were going to overturn it, or most of it. Well, they didn't do that. And they said the power to tax is the power to do whatever they want. Well, George Washington said the power to tax is the power to destroy. They're claiming that they have the power to tax, the federal government does, and that's unlimited, basically. And it's actually true. That's what this is a tax, and it's to the insurance companies. It was in the back of the Wall Street Journal. It was in the Financial Times of London. Oh, yeah, they followed it because they own this country through fraud. Those big banks do, not the poor Brits that funded it all, that they had openly written the healthcare law. I mean, to call it communist or socialist is not accurate. It's big insurance companies owned by the big mega banks, the people that openly say they rule the world. And they have the media go from, oh, there is a world government, and it's run by private bankers, and they know best, and they're going to control your life. And they're going to bankrupt your city by design by putting their people in to sign on to their debt. They're going to steal your pension funds. And they're going to ratchet up the taxes and take people's private property to fund the bureaucracy, and that's just the way it is. So when we come back from break, I've got a big list of things this healthcare law does. I'm going to rattle them off. One after the other, this is going to be an absolutely key worldwide transmission. So we're going to be covering all of this today, but I was driving into work this morning listening to a 1960s oldie station on XM. Because so much is going on now, sometimes I just tune into music. I can't even handle listening to talk radio and what they think is conservative or libertarian. The thin facsimile, the work of fiction. And when I heard the oldie station break in to announce, never heard them do that before, that it had been upheld, it was like a punch in the stomach. But it was a punch in the stomach I knew was coming. My instincts are always right. Always right. And I never listened to them. I came on here the last 6 months and I said they're going to uphold it. I said it years ago they'd uphold it when I got to the Supreme Court. And I said, you watch. And everybody's like, no, they say they're going to overturn it. And I said, okay, if that happens, I have some hope. And of course, they upheld it. They did not overturn it. Of course. And you've got the Janet Reno / Big Sis clone. Well, Sotomayor and Kagan. McKagan's a dead ringer for the other clones, the other goblin creatures. What criminals. Just look at them. And, of course, Bush appointed Alito. I mean, they're all just criminals, total criminals. And I knew it was coming. Everybody's like, no, you're wrong. So I said, okay, we'll see. They say they're going to overturn it. I'll have some hope. Of course those criminals upheld it. They're stinking enemies of this country.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You want hell? You got it. You want tyranny? You got it. You want control freaks in your life even more, running every facet of it? You got it. I've told you since they passed health care for the last 2 years that you were going to see the Supreme Court of the United States uphold it. And the entire conventional wisdom since they first started having hearings a few months ago was, oh no, you should have heard the questions they asked. The government could make you buy a car from somebody if they wanted to, or the government, you know, can make you do this or that. This is very dangerous. Special interests can just come and now lobby government to make you buy their product. This is totally un-American. It's totally unconstitutional. It's why for 235 years, we've never had anything like this, because it's diametrically opposed to our system. It is the nightmare, control freak, eugenics-based nanny state on steroids. And I'm going to go through a list this morning of research we did and some articles, and it's only part of the nightmare. The nightmare is so huge, so deep, I don't know how to describe it. This morning, I got the news driving to work. that the Supreme Court, who was going to announce last week but suddenly backed off and didn't announce, and I made the point, I thought that was very foreboding, came out and basically upheld the entire government-run healthcare system that was written by insurance companies. So let's get one thing straight here out of the gates, okay? This is not debatable. NPR this morning had Gibbs and all the globalist minions and press secretaries of old on celebrating the people get their free health care. Isn't this great? Let's get one thing straight. The big insurance companies on record, go read the Wall Street Journal, go read New York Times, they sold it like, well, it's a good idea. The insurance companies are even for it. A consortium of them wrote it. Yes, that's why Obama's plan is Mitt Romney's plan, because Mitt Romney's plan was not his plan. It was the big bank's plan as a direct tax to them, as we've said hundreds of times. Hundreds of times. We've written articles. I can't believe how dead on this transmission is. It's unbelievable. You've ignored at your peril. And you know why? Because we do the research. No one else has been saying this. That it's a direct tax to the insurance companies to make 33 to 35, depending on how you interpret it, million people buy MD, mainline, foundation-created, controlled, Rockefeller-style medicine that we've had the last 90 years. Okay? And it allows the insurance companies and HMOs owned by Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, and those other big mega six banks that are writing up their living will about to go belly up like Enron. They're really just shell corporations. The money's already been stolen. It's a designed implosion. They own the big insurance companies on record. And this is a tax, as the Supreme Court has said. And they claim that's their power. A tax directly to special interest. Your money doesn't go to Uncle Sam. They're saying this is a tax directly to, in fact, guys, will you cue up the CNBC piece where they say we're all slaves to world government, please? Cue that up for me, because it's in your face, okay? This, listen, it'd be bad enough to have socialist health care even run by good people, because it would turn into eugenics-based. Once you communalize everybody, folks are going to say, well, we've got to control what you eat and do, because everybody else is paying for it. And there goes free will. There goes individualism. Here comes the nanny state into your life, in your bathroom, in your bedroom, in your medicine cabinet, in your refrigerator. And you notice all that's being rolled out right now. So I'm going to go through all of this, but it makes my head spin. And nothing has made me want to leave this country more than when I got the news this morning that they had just put the whole thing through. As my gut told me they would. Because, look, the elites that have taken over this country, the banksters, the Bernie Madoff, Kinlay types that are creating the carbon taxes, and that just got upheld by a federal appellate court. This is the agenda they want. That's why the exact same thing comes out of Mitt Romney in his actions, not his rhetoric, that comes out of Obama. Because this is what they want. This is globally going in everywhere. You can watch on C-SPAN, the House of Commons, every time I watch it, they have members of Parliament get up to the Prime Minister, doesn't matter who's in office, Tony Blair or Cameron, or in between those two, the last guy, and they say, well, my constituent died of brain tumor. She waited 2 years to get it. It was almost 100% operable if she got surgery within 6 months, but they made her wait. And then Tony Blair gets up and says, well, I admit that's going on. We need to change that. We need more funds. Paul Watson, for a month, had a chest cold and was going to the National Health Service, because you're not allowed to go to a private doctor that the elites go to unless they give you permission. And they gave him a little pack with some bandages, some Tylenol, some aspirin, and some things. And he went back and said, "This, I can get this at the store." And he finally, with some herbs and things, was able to cure himself. Could not go see a private doctor, even though he had the money to go do it. That's what the government wants. That's the control they want. This government, all over the country, runs lies every year when school starts, saying it's the law, you've got to take 40-something vaccines, when there is no law. Even if you support vaccines, what does that tell you? It is a unified group of abject scumbag criminals. And it's we the people that have to start saying no to this. We've got to resist this. Now, let me give you another little nugget here. The IRS is going to get your medical records and is going to enforce this, and you've got to file with them. And they've got other legislation introduced where they can share your medical records and IRS records with any agency they want. Folks, Nixon got in trouble for just having IRS files. This is all total in-your-face evil. And why not? They've worked to get their people in all the regulatory positions, in the major court positions, and they're moving against us. Yeah, Obama is getting ready to speak about his big victory here in just a moment. And I'm not even going to go to that idiot. He's not even the president. He's a joke. He's a fraud. He's a teleprompter reading scammer. But we'll read some of the scumbag transcript later. And it's time to pull them down. It's time to stop putting them on a pedestal. It's time to really, that's not an exaggeration that we have a criminal government. I have the Washington Post Foreign Policy Journal, foreignpolicy.com, one of their elite publications, saying fast and furious, fast and the ridiculous, in Mexico it's taken as fact that the United States is backing the drug cartels, you mean criminal elements. And they go on to say they had lunch with Wayne LaPierre of the NRA, and he says that it goes a lot deeper in his government drug dealing and backing cartels. And they say they met with a top libertarian banker as well, and they say it, they don't say it, it's in the Chicago Tribune. It's in the El Paso Times a year and a half ago. We broke it. It's in federal filings. The tons of cocaine per little cartel they've got, the guns they ship to drug cartels in the U.S., in Chicago, in Indianapolis, Indiana, in Dallas, Texas, in Tampa, Florida. I mean, go look it up. Go look, they're drug dealers. They carried out Oklahoma City. This isn't the government. Okay, I said I'd give you the skinny on the healthcare law. Here it is. Here it is. The trap, number one, is this. The trap. Once they've got government control of mandated healthcare, they openly are saying through the death panels, and they've set them up. They don't call them that, but it's these federal boards that are staffed by insurance company execs, bioethicists, who decide you don't get eye surgery after 65, you don't get knee surgery after 60, you were overweight, so you don't get that knee surgery, or you don't get that. I mean, literally, they admit in Time Magazine, Newsweek, they're rolling it out now, going, well, you're paying for it, those of you that are healthy, you shouldn't have to pay for it. Well, see, we don't need to pay for people that have made bad choices. That's why it's a free market system. But once you have that trap, now we've got to have social control. And so that's the big plan. And they admit the plan is to control everything and have the big insurance companies make you buy health care. It's already increased the price in the last 2 years. Just the fact that it was in place and being phased in, a 25% plus increase in cost. Most analysts say it's going to go 50% in the next 2 years. It makes more people dependent on the system. There was already charity care, but they got rid of the Hippocratic Oath 15 years ago in medical school that they had for thousands of years. Hippocrates, going back to that, that my dad was taught in dental school. You do a 30-year care for free, or you get local charities to pay for the lab work and things. All these so-called charity hospitals that are really for-profit, they're supposed to, people don't even know. How did the illegal aliens get the care? They go in and say charity care. Boom, by law, they're giving it. One of my crew members had Crohn's disease. His insurance had dumped him a long time ago before he even worked for me full time. And I said, no, there is charity care. His doctors lied and said it didn't exist. He found out about it and had like a $40,000 surgery for free. For free, because he couldn't afford the insurance. And he was somebody making, lower middle class wages at that time. They wouldn't insure him. And he couldn't pay for it. And if you pay the top dollar, it'd been $200,000. But the charity care calculation for everything put together in 2 weeks in the hospital and a bunch of his intestines removed was $40,000-something. So they're getting rid of that. There's no Hippocratic Oath. There's no you're supposed to do the health care part of it for free. It's not just about playing golf on the golf course. By the way, it's bankrupting doctors. They don't make the money they used to. When we come back, I'm going to break down the rest of it. The trap, letting control freaks and social engineers of government who say there's too many of us run everything. The insurance lobby wrote the entire thing. And it dovetails with the IRS is to be the enforcer now, the collection agency for the private Federal Reserve, who this tax pays to, will now be in your health care. And the Supreme Court said this is a tax. What an incredible admission. It's actually true. They go, we have the power to tax. Yeah, the power to destroy. But it's illegitimate because it's out of your purview, your jurisdiction, and it goes to private banks that own the insurance companies. Oh!
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault. With 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
And like a boa constrictor, they're going to take your time coiling this system around us and squeezing us. During the short break, I was watching part of Obama's live speech from the criminal house, the White House there, that is being disgraced by all the rats and criminals that are inside of it publicly and all the different crimes they're committing, from putting our military under NATO and UN command and telling Congress they have no authority, to giving Al-Qaeda control of Libya and areas of Syria, as we reported 4 days ago, back on Sunday. There are special forces from the West backing al-Qaeda getting near and surrounding the president's compound there in Damascus. I mean, there's just no end to the unbelievable wholesale evil that the globalists are funding in front of everyone, because the general public is in a trance and it's too lazy to get into the complexities of what's happening. But it's not even complex anymore. In fact, I had the guys during the break. I said, type in Obamacare does not cover pre-existing conditions. And the law comes up. The Associated Press comes up. And we can put that on screen for folks. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, if you're a radio listener, just type in Obamacare does not cover pre-existing conditions for kids. And the reason I raise this is I was watching during the break Obama speak. And he was saying, well, we need this for families. We need this for children. You know, we don't need this to bankrupt someone. We need to cover people's conditions. It doesn't. It makes you buy insurance, lets the insurance companies control the type of care you get. The code word for that is, well, there's too many unneeded tests. The doctors are just trying to make money. No. No. Daschle, in the book he wrote on it, and that's in the health law, said, oh, well, if you're over 65, you don't need that eye surgery. You need to go on and die. This is how they run socialism. But it's socialism on the bottom, pure profit to the big banks on top. And we have it on screen. If you scroll down, Obamacare does not cover pre-existing conditions for children. And that was from almost 2 years ago, right before Congress passed the law. Hours after President Obama signed historic health care legislation, a potential problem emerged. Administration officials are now scrambling to fix a gap. Oh, it was a mistake. And the highly touted benefits for children. And it still doesn't guarantee it. I mean, it is just such a scam, ladies and gentlemen. Such a fraud. And written by the insurance companies, so the doctors and nurses are no longer in control of the care. And now government's involved, and they could say, oh, yeah, we've got to ban soda. We got to ban milk. We got to ban popcorn spreading all over the U.S. or put big taxes on it, because it goes into the health care fund that's then paid to these stinking insurance companies, and you've got to go buy it from them. And that's why now that there's no market and they can force you to buy it, it's gone up 25%. That was about 6 or 7 months ago I saw that number. They were projecting 50% in the next few years. But health care has already gone up a bunch. Yeah, because they're making you buy it now. There is no end to this. And in Canada, in England, in Germany, I talked to the people over there. It is selective. If they don't like you, they put you to the end of the line. In some areas of England, you can wait over 2 years for surgeries that are totally operable, but if you don't get them, you're dead. Oh, you got a tumor in your liver. Yeah, if we got that out in a few months, you'd be fine, but you know what? You're going to wait a year and a half. You're dead. You're dead. You're dead. This is the scum government, the people that crave control in our lives even more. And it's all over the world they're putting this in. It's the same big criminal banks who have control the issuance of currency and credit as Ponzi scheme operators. They're in control of the whole planet. I had Rosa Corey, author of Behind the Green Mask, on today. We have moved her. I apologize, but this is obviously breaking news. We're going to move her to sometime next week to expose the UN takeover of our society at the local level. But via UN UNESCO that sets the standards. The first director general of it was Julian Huxley, Aldous Huxley's brother, who was a top eugenicist and the founder of transhumanism. They said, and George Bernard Shaw and Bertrand Russell, I'll go read these Nobel Prize winners, people like Bernard Shaw or Bertrand Russell, saying, we're going to take over with government health care, and we're going to kill you, dead in a hammer, because you're a useless feeder. And who are the useless feeders? The truth is, they create the useless feeders of the welfare and then use them as an army to take us out. Then they kill them next. Just like they fund al-Qaeda to attack everybody. I'm so sick of it. People better understand the bankers learned 500 plus years ago in the black nobility wars in what is Italy today, was city-states, how to finance all sides. And they've done it ever since. The Rothschilds, all of it. This is how they work. Let me tell all the stupid, wannabe liberal socialist idiots out there, chump sucker morons. Did you get free health care with Obama? No, you'll never get it. Did you get that free house, that free car? Did you get your economy back? No. And all of you suckers for Romney, He's bought and paid for by the same interest. Romney, quote, wrote Obamacare. What does that tell you about him?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
This has all been carefully planned out. The anti-free market monopoly banks that run this country, and you guys have that clip ready, right? They admit they're establishing world government in every financial publication. Decades ago, it was in elite financial publications like Trilateral Commission Minutes that they themselves released in the late 1970s. That's how I knew. Three global regions, sell derivatives to countries, hold the world hostage to the debt bubble that is the banks. By increment, get direct taxes in the name of bailouts transferred to the banks. It's impossible to ever pay it off, but they hold you hostage for the total transfer. They raise taxes and regulations to shut down all competition, stall economies, bring in carbon taxes, and create a post-industrial world. And then they can control everybody. They want you so poor that you've got to get your health care, your food, everything from them. And what are they saying in Europe and now the United States? If you want your food stamps, you're going to have to be up on your vaccines. So now the people are calling their bluff that it's not the law to take the vaccines that are full of cancer viruses, you name it. We have the Rockefeller Foundation documents at Infowars.com, sterilants, cancer viruses. You're a new listener and they're saying, what? Just type in Rockefeller Foundation documents, sterilants, and vaccines. Carnegie Rockefeller Foundation documents, cancer viruses, and vaccines. Go read it! They're killers! They're killing us! They're murderers! It's in the game! They're training the military incrementally to have war with us. They're buying, now we've learned thousands, it was hundreds of armored mobile pill boxes. That's little machine gun nests for those that don't know. Shotguns, machine guns, armed robot cars with huge 50 cals, armed drones in the skies. 450 million rounds of 40 cal, 250 million rounds of 9 millimeter. 100 million rounds of 50 cal for domestic operations. I mean, they're just arming, stockpiling weapons, foreign troops coming in, FEMA putting out press releases, NLE09, just type it in, 14, 15 countries training to kill us, training for war, training for hell. And they're going to implement this massive re-education takeover that'll make Stalin's re-education and Lenin's re-education look like a cakewalk, look like Sunday school. This isn't a game, people. They mean business. And that whole act, my instinct was, this is all an act. Alito, all them, they don't want anger to build over this. They want to just drop it on us. Because they're scared of things in their Google metrics, studying mass movements, which they admit can literally predict the future. They know that it would have been built the last, you know, 6 to 8 months while the Supreme Court was hearing the arguments and things. So the Supreme Court would say, oh, this doesn't sound constitutional in the arguments, and oh, the Supreme Court's going to rule against it. And I said, no, they're not. People are like, well, you're wrong. And I said, well, okay, well, I hope. And then they just drop the hammer. And I want to have hope, but you're not going to get hope from organized criminals. You're only going to get hope becoming wise to them. I knew in my gut and here at the office, I said, you watch. They're going to uphold that. Everybody's like, but they say it's going to get overturned. And Obama came out and said, I don't listen to the court. And I said, I've even said this on air. I said, I think that's all a shill to make us think that when I think I said this on air. I did that when the court does this, well, it's like, well, Obama said he might ignore him. But now I guess we got to listen. So it's just all an elaborate shill, just like when we were going to protest the no fly garbage and the body scanners and the groping. We did an opt-out for Thanksgiving for upwards of a week and a half, 2 weeks. They just shut it down nationwide. That was confirmed. Because there wasn't a real terror threat. They're staging all that. It was, oh my gosh, they're going to say no. It's going to totally shut things down. We can't let them have a victory. It's that simple. This is all psychology. And the minute you realize that they're the enemy, they're criminals, and they want to implode things, no amount of tickets, no amount of taxes, no amount of regulations. You know, I know what they do. I remember when they jacked up prices to go to national parks and tried to kick out a lot of the old folks that were there 15 years ago or so, you know, the old timers that weren't tyrants, and put in the environmental control freaks who would then take over the surrounding areas in the UN buffer zones under Bill Clinton's executive order. They told him, we may have to shut national parks and lay half of you off. And everybody got real scared for a year, and the Department of the Interior came out and said, oh, it's all right. It's all right. We'll just start writing a bunch of tickets and change the way we do things, and you've got a revenue generator, and we're going to stay open, and we're going to hire a bunch more people, and we're going to take property nearby, and we're going to sell part of our property. How's that sound? It's the same thing they call the cops in. Well, there's a shortfall. You better get out there and write some tickets. Here's your quota. All of it goes into the comprehensive annual financial report, 76% on average. Water districts, city districts. We had a big report on this. California is totally flush with money. But it's all been invested, not in pensions, but in globalist Ponzi schemes. It's all there. The numbers I was seeing last night, Aaron Dykes had an expert on going over the public. It's public numbers, but it's just not discussed. The California CAFR, Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, and it was more than 10 times their supposed debts. And what they're in the hole is just sitting there. But see, they only talk about the budget. The budget. When we first discovered this and covered it with Walter Burian back in the mid-90s, 1996 or so, it was only in the 60s, 60%+, depending on the state and all of its agencies, the counties, its agencies, the cities. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the permanent political ruling class coupled with the six megabanks. And they take, back then, 60-plus percent. Now it's over 76% last time we checked. 76% of all the tax money goes directly into private accounts. And you know who started this? The Dailies and the mafia before them in Chicago in the 30s and 40s. It's called the Chicago 1313 and the banks and the Chicago Business School. That's all the Rockefellers were. They were mafia, too. They ran most of the liquor. Go look at the history up in Hot Springs, Arkansas, where they stayed and did things. It's on record there. It's not debatable. They use U.S. government train cars to ship the liquor everywhere, producing it right there in, I tell you, it's unbelievable. The U.S. government is nothing but an organized crime shell for these interests. That's why Wayne LaPierre has come out. This is in the Washington Post, publication foreignpolicy.com, and said, yeah, no, we think Fast and Furious goes deeper into government drug dealing and stuff. Of course it does. Of course it does. That's in the federal courts it came out. And see, this corruption's so out in the open now, they've got to shut everything down. They've got to start shutting freedom of the press down. They've got to start going after everything because they've gone so far. That's the thing about tyranny. The floor drops out. At a certain point, so many corrupt people are in, nobody in the system can say no to the other corrupt people. And so it's a free-for-all. And it's just they rob everything till it collapses, and the big banks have even created a stratagem off of old tyrannical systems that weren't controlled to control the black hole effect that this tyranny is going to create. And listen, you've got hope with Romney? Okay. Go in a room without oxygen and just hold your breath and hope. You know, that a Keebler elf's going to appear and give you some air. Again, Romney didn't write Obamacare. The people that controlled him, the big banks, did. Obama didn't write it. They were given it. The different special interests got together in hundreds of meetings after that and haggled it out, and it's admitted. Hey, what about this? Elena Kagan, the must come out of the same cloning tank that all these other weird creatures that engage in evil, Janet Reno, Big Sis, Napolitano, Sotomayor. I mean, who are these people? It's the joke dirtbag criminals that they put in there. Who will rule anything? Supreme Court ruled black people weren't humans. They wanted to build the court up in this little game where Obama says the court doesn't matter. Oh, how dare you, Obama? We hate you. Better do what the court says. Also, when it did this, he'd say, see, it was all a setup. It's all coordinated. At that level, it's totally coordinated. And now, 1/7 of what was left of the economy. Half the economy, one way or the other, is dependent on government. Half. Now you give it 1/7 more, do the math. I mean, if already 3.5/7 were government, and now one more of those 3.5 are left, but that other 3.5 now, I don't know, 60-65% is government? I mean, wow, that's really good. Oh, yeah, land of the free, home of the brave. Oh, there's a drone. Oh, there's cop cars on every corner, but government's bankrupt. Oh, write some more tickets. Pull over some more, you know, guy driving a dump truck to barely pay his bills. Oh, but it gets better. They're proud of it. I pulled up Politico. I pulled up the Associated Press. I pulled them all up. Look at this up, Politico. Headline, Rubio, IRS to come after uninsured. And that's in the legislation that the IRS is going to enforce it and is the enforcement mechanism, and that's what they say. They say it's a tax administered by the IRS. You show the proof of where you bought it and that it's authorized by them. The IRS is now in charge of your health care. The collection agency for the private bankers, they're the government. That's who we pay the taxes to. Or the IRS is going to charge you penalties and interest. Oh, that's going to help the dump truck driver where I drive to work every day and watch 3-7 City of Austin truck police pulling over even brand new trucks and harassing them and opening the engine and white glove inspecting them. I wish you'd white glove inspect the criminal government. Oh, but you can't do that. And the narcotics trafficking and the gun trafficking, and you're told, hey, go do this, or your job's gone. Okay, so you pull over the dump truck driver, you find dirt on the bumper, anything, give them giant $500,000 tickets. They get too many of those, they lose their job. And then when they lose their job and can't get health care, they go on welfare. Oh, and now you got to take shots, though, since you're on the welfare. I mean, it is such, they want to bankrupt us So there's nothing we can do but be under their horrible, wicked control. And people are trying to flee to the countryside, and now they've created the Rural Affairs Council run by the Department of Defense. And they've got plainclothes military all over the country now, training for war with our rural people, hanging on by their fingernails. I mean, this is a total savage banker raping from one end to the other of our country, and I'm sick of it! And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of articles all over the mainstream whore media criticizing me as a conspiracy theorist because I actually do original, real research. Let's go ahead and play a clip right here of CNBC. And under it, we have over 25, 30 plus articles of mainstream news saying, oh, world government's here. Yeah, it's authoritarian. It's tyrannical. It knows best. It's unelected. It's got giant armored brigades waiting if you don't like it. Criminal bankers who openly fund eugenics and talk about how they're stealing the planet and how they're going to kill you when they're done. Once they've stolen everything and got everybody locked down, they're going to release bioweapons and kill us. They brag about it. I had that woman who worked for Goldman Sachs who made this incredible film on yesterday. The Greater Good's what it's called. She goes, oh, I know. I didn't put that in the film, but yeah, I had the big farm, big, you know, $7 billion a year company in my office. And he said, we're going to kill a bunch of people and laughed about it. And so she went and investigated. And I was like, how did you find out about vaccines? Oh, the big banker, you know, head of the big pharma company came and said, we're going to kill a bunch of people. Ha ha, and make money off of it. And I went and looked her up. I had no idea she was this big high powered Goldman Sachs, top level director in multiple countries. Yeah, Leslie Manoukian. That's how you wake up. They talk about how they want to murder us. That's why. That's who they are. That's what they do. They created Hitler. They created Lenin. They created Stalin. They put Mao in power. They created Al-Qaeda. And they're not going to stop. Do you understand that? They're not going to stop. That's why it's all over Time Magazine, Newsweek. Unplug Granny. Case for killing Granny. How to die. Old people are gross and stink. Kill them. Oh, my parents, I killed them. It's so wonderful. It's so nice. Oh, don't give people surgeries. Oh, yeah. This is them. This is who they are. They're monsters. And it's all fake. You tune into NPR, all Rockefeller, you know, Annenberg, CPB, New World Order, Ford Foundation funded. Listen to who funds it, along with your tax money, as usual. And you listen to it. And it's all just, oh, it's so loving for the children. Oh, it's so good. Oh, yeah. But then all of a sudden, I was listening to the head of Newsweek, the editor. She was on there. She was talking about Breitbart, but she goes, he dropped dead. And she went back into, oh. I actually played the clip of that on the air. She's like, oh, it's so liberal. And we had real journalists like William Scherer. And, but then Breitbart dropped dead. You just, I mean, that's who they really are. Ah, drop dead. We're savage. We're taking over. Ah, we rule you. That's who they really are. But up front, it's like, I'm non-threatening. I'm Warren Buffett, who's a known eugenicist. And, you know, Melinda Gates is having big forced abortion conferences right now. But wait, every photograph of Warren Buffett, he's got an ice cream cone. I'm non-threatening. I'm the NPR voice. Oh, hi, it's real soft. Go to sleep. Go to sleep, Little Red Riding Hood. Never mind the big werewolf. We're real friendly. Drop dead. Oh, back to the report. Right. That's why he dropped dead. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me get back into my little... That was a little tell to her friends about... We're in control. But, oh, we're liberal. Don't run. We're your friends. Listen to all the voices of these fake effeminate guys. That's not how these guys really act, folks. Let me tell you, you want to find the real vicious people? Go find the elitist country club or the fencing club. Go start a fight with one of those guys who's walking around all liberal. I'm friendly. That person will take your head and bash your brains out in about 5 seconds. That's why they're in control. That's the whole gentleman act that you people don't seem to get, is to act weak and pathetic when you're a big, sick predator. Now, let's go ahead. Watch this right now. Go ahead and watch this. This is what they think of you, and they want you to know now. And this is who runs your health care, and this is who the Supreme Court says you pay your taxes to. And they now run your health care. You don't just pay them. They decide what goes in your body because they want you deader than a hammer. But slowly, slowly, slowly. Birth defects, neurological disorders. Here it is.
So mostly what they do is hold summits. I think that right now the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Jim Urio, you say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5% down from here?
Of course we are, because if we look at the economic data, there's nothing to get excited about in that. So we, you know, yesterday we saw some reluctance for the Bernanke Fed to expand their balance sheets and pump more money in. But the stock market knows that reluctance is totally different than not willing to do it at all. And that's why we saw oil implode and gold trade off heavily, because they're not a protected class. If the stock market starts trading off in the 10 to 15 to 20% area, the chairman's going to come in and throw some stimulus at it. So to answer your question, we are absolutely slaves to central banks, because, and we'd love to be slaves of the economy, but the economic numbers continue to do nothing but trend lower.
Mr. LeCamp, do we work for the central bankers?
We know
that. Mr. LeCamp,
we do. This is a.
Let's stop right there. And they all agree we work for the foreign bankers. And we had a guest even lined up now with Olympic false flag whistleblowing. I apologize. I've gotten in such a controlled or uncontrolled rage that I canceled one guest, forgot I had the other guest. He's going to come up with that in about 30 minutes. So your calls.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control: your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guaranteed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We've got a video where the head anti-terrorism researcher, commander of a major city in England, did discover that 7-7 was, in fact, an inside job. We've had him on before via audio a year or so ago. He did get fired over it, and he had a court case over it. There's an interview up at Infowars.com with that gentleman. I'm going to cover it later. That Patrick Henningsen did in England, dealing with it. 7-7 whistleblower fired. I mean, we know how they blew the train up, the trains, the bus, how they set the people up, thinking it was part of a drill. We know about the drills, the exact targets. I mean, we have them. We know they used, Rashid Aswat, the MI6 officer. He was like number 6, number 7 in Al-Qaeda at the time, just like number 3 in Al-Qaeda, Anwar al-Awlaki, Fox News, Associated Press, trained secretly at the Pentagon. I mean, it's just total criminal run. You have to understand, the only reason they haven't killed me is because if they kill me, I've done so many thousands of hours and covered every subject, people will then go pay attention to everything I've done. But they still may. But it's not about Alex Jones, okay? These people are poisoning the food and water. If they were just boss hogs, I would not be this hardcore, risking my life. But they're in... These people are so evil. I just, if folks knew this isn't a game, if you understood that the horrible, disgusting control freaks are going to take people's kids if they're 1% over too fat, they show giant 400-pound kids and say, oh, this is horrible. They're setting precedents all over the world to take your kid. CPS, if they say they're overweight, and basically people that are big-boned, the metric they take your kid, they're banning food all over the place. They're going to put tracking systems on everything you buy, how much meat, how much ice cream. They're going to put taxes on that, national sales taxes, total control. We're going to take 30 minutes of calls on this subject, and then we have another whistleblower coming on. That's why I'm mentioning it. We first interviewed the other whistleblower before he went public, before all that happened. Then he did go public. This is a journalist whistleblower who got hired to run Olympic Security, to be part of running a small section of it, and discovered it's all fake, and they're actually leaving it open to attack. And the intel is they are planning to set up a false flag. There's a news blackout on that. That's at Infowars.com. And Fast and Furious, they're doing damage control in the Washington Post publication, foreignpolicy.com, that goes out to elitists to get their talking points straight. And the headline is Fast and the Ridiculous. In Mexico, it's taken as fact that the United States is backing the drug cartels. I don't know, it's just in, I don't know, 10 or so big newspapers where they go to the federal court, and there it is on record where the federal court admits, yeah, we run this drug cartel. Yeah, they shouldn't have been arrested for shipping 5 tons of cocaine in. We did give them guns. Yes, they work for us, national security. Kind of like Hal Turner, the big white supremacist. I told you for a decade he was a Fed, and it came out in federal court again in Chicago. He was a Fed. Highest level national security. But he threatened some state judges, so they still arrested him. I mean, folks, this isn't a game. It isn't a joke. We're in trouble. We're in a mayday situation. And all of you out there that serve this system, did you get a memo not to drink out of bisphenol A? Did you get a memo not to take the vaccine? Did you get a memo not to drink fluoride? Hey, you wonder why you got somebody in your family who's got a chromosomal issue or mentally retarded or got cancer or birth defects, and why the neighbor kids got it too, and why your buddy at work's wife's dying at 37 of cancer? Because they're killing this buddy, pal. That's why. There's no way out of this but beating these people. They got a giant, overarching, scientific takeover plan with brainwashed public. Men go to all these comic book movies and imagine that real men are comic book characters. A bunch of arrested development people. We're in a mayday situation. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. I want to hear from doctors.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months.
Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.